Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. I'm joined with my special guest, Dr. Judy Stone, the author of Resilience, a One Family Story of Hope and Triumph Over Evil. Good morning, Dr. Stone.
Thank you for having me on, Christy.
Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story. I gave our listeners a little bit of information about your background before we took the commercial break, but I want to talk a little bit more in depth about how you came to write this book and why you decided it was so important to share your family's story.
Well, it was a promise to my mother, a Holocaust survivor, and the rest of my family that I would not let the lessons of the Holocaust be forgotten. And what prompted me to really buckle down and finish writing it was the divisiveness that we've had in the past several years in this country.
When we think about some of the issues that surround this topic, and I'm so glad that you've written this book because it's giving different generations an awareness about things that maybe have not been passed down. When you went to gather this information, how did you go about doing that? And were there some things that maybe you discovered that you didn't personally realize at the time?
Yes, I taped interviews with my family over a number of years. I watched the Shoah interviews, and you are absolutely right that what motivated me is that so many people are unaware of the Holocaust. Now, if your listeners don't know, Auschwitz was one of the German death camps, and about 1.1 million Jews, Poles, and Gypsies, and anyone who really was not blue-eyed, blonde-haired Aryan was sent there to be worked to death or to be gassed. And this was just 70 years ago in our grandparents' time. You know, two-thirds of young Americans don't know what Auschwitz was, and many say they've never even heard of the Holocaust. So that's why I thought it was critical to do that, to warn people of what I see happening here should the divisiveness and hate-mongering continue. And yes, there were many surprises that I learned in the book.
Dr. Stone, how did this journey and how did the Holocaust shape you, being a woman, a mother, and being a doctor and an author? How did that contribute to who you are today?
Well, it's very difficult to be afraid of your background and know that people were killed for being Jewish and be a mother. So one of the things is that I became very frightened when that happened and my son was born, that people would hurt him. Later on, there were anti-Semitic incidences in our town, which also were frightening. But ultimately, you know, particularly as my children became older, I had to say, look, this is an important message. I'm proud of our heritage. I'm proud of what my family, that they not only survived, but that they were proud and they were successful in reinventing themselves here in this country and raising families, many of whom went into the helping professions in one way. It also shaped me to settle in rural Maryland, which was an underserved area, and to pay it forward.
Dr. Stone, when the reader reads your book, they can definitely feel the strong resilience throughout the theme of the book. But when someone has to go through something like this, the horror of the Holocaust, how does someone deal with the pain and that tragedy and be able to transform that into something that could be a healing process for themselves and others?
Some of them relied on their faith. Many of them just were determined to live and become successful in a sense as their way of defeating the Nazis, to show that they could still survive and not only survive but thrive despite everything that happened to them. The other thing that I wanted to mention that I learned and hadn't appreciated before I researched it and did all these interviews, is how much kindness was important to them. little acts of kindness that happened in the camps or before the camps contributed to their surviving. And I think that's another important lesson for today.
Dr. Stone, you had mentioned that one of your closest bonds is or was with your aunt. Talk to us a little bit about how her life was saved by someone who desired to really help someone else.
Well, that's a mixed story. She was on a death march from Budapest to Austria, and one of the guards said, "Our orders are to kill you all, and if you come with me, I will save you." He said that to Clara and her friend, and she chose to go with him. The other woman didn't and was killed. And while he protected her throughout the rest of the war, and he actually hid her in his family, they were dirt poor, but he hid there with his wife and children, he also raped her and impregnated her. But despite that horror that she went through, although she was not in a camp, it still marked her, scarred her for the rest of her life. And she was very private about that, and she didn't want to talk about it because she wanted to move on and focus her energy on helping others, as she did with sewing quilts for AIDS babies and other volunteer projects.
Dr. Stone, in the beginning of our conversation today, you had mentioned that you were asked by your mother to be able to have this family history preserved. Why do you think that she waited until much later in her life to make that request of you?
My mother was more private about what happened to her than some of the other members of the family were. But she was where all of them became more outspoken as they got older, wanting to feel that their lives mattered and leave a lasting impact, and wanting to work as much as they can through sharing their stories to see that this doesn't happen again. In fact, one of the things that's very inspiring to me is that the only member of that family that's still alive is now 95. She hid that she was Jewish from 1947 until 2008 because of anti-Semitism in Iowa. But then she began speaking about her past, and now it thrives on Holocaust education in the Omaha area. So that reinventing herself is just remarkable to me and very inspiring.
Dr. Stone, do you see any correlation or parallels between the current rise of nationalism and the events that occurred back in the 1930s?
Unfortunately, I do, and that's part of what prompted me to push as hard as I could to write the book since 2016. So I'll give you three parallels I see right now. One, we have widespread us versus them thinking. So did Germany in the 1930s, where first they persecuted the Jews and then people with disabilities and homosexuals, and again, anybody who was different. Two, we have increasingly severe anti-immigrant restrictions and citizenship requirements. So did Germany in 1935, when they stripped Jews, gypsies, and blacks, who were already citizens, they took away their citizenship. And three, they viewed the press as Lügen Press, calling or lying press in 1933, and obviously you know that our current government views the press as the enemy of the people and fake news. So those are all parallels, but the thing that's really important here is that the Nazis started slowly by allowing hate crimes, censoring newspapers, and increasing their anti-immigrant laws, and that's just what we're doing today. And that's what prompted me to speak out and to want to become an educator about this issue.
There are so many things, Dr. Stone, that your book, Resilience, One Family Story of Hope and Triumph Over Evil, there's areas of hope and love, and then there's endurance and hate and strength and so many different aspects. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about the book or about your journey?
Well, it's been an evolution for me. I think the most important thing, besides knowing that this happened and seeing the parallels, is that instead of focusing now on divisiveness and hating other groups or being frightened of people who don't look like us, that people focus on kindness and that we all have the same, as people, we all have the same needs and wants.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us and the courage that it took for you to write this piece of work. We highly encourage people to check that out. We'll put some links and things up. If people want to learn more about your book and your journey, where can they do that?
DrJudyStone.com.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stone, for everything, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Blessings to you.
Thank you for having me on, Christy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick news break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday Mornings, WFHG 92.9.